Recorded Books presents Queen Among the Dead by Leslie Livingston. Narrated by Fiona Hardingham. 1.
Knave Arnon Eru.
The Dagda's voice rolled like low thunder through the great stone-gathering hall of his palace. The sound swept over Neve, and she winced. Rua Roasa, Dagda, of the Tuatha De, only ever used his youngest daughter's full name when he was furious with her. Although such occasions weren't exactly uncommon.
Give Lorcan back his tooth!
Neve lifted her chin and gazed up at her father on his granite throne, flanked by a pair of tall, bronze carnics. The wolf-headed warhorns blown in times of strife to call the Tuas, tribes, to the field of battle. There was mud on Neve's tunic and blood on her knuckles, but at least her cheeks were dry. The boy standing beside her had tear tracks staining his, and a blossoming purple bruise on his jaw. The Dagda leaned forward, one massive hand clenched on the war club that was the emblem of his kingship, stained dark with ancient blood.
I thought we'd been over this.
Neve opened her mouth to defend herself, but the Dagda heaved a sigh and waved her silent, slouching back in his throne, as if he simply couldn't summon the energy to sustain his anger. As if his mind was already turning to other matters, as if he was already somewhere else.
There is to be no fighting, Neve, he said.
I wasn't fighting. I was defending the honor of the Dagda's mighty throne.
I have warriors and priests to perform that duty.
Rua Roasa looked down at his daughter where she stood before the great hearth, a defiant gleam in her dark golden eyes.
You've seen 10 whole circles of the seasons come and go. Next Arwen it'll be 11. You are almost a young woman now, Neve, and I expect you to start acting like the daughter of the Dagda, and not like some brawling Fwaelach she-devil.
Neve bit her lip to keep from grinning at the comparison. The Fwaelach were legendary women warriors devoted to the fearsome goddess, Maha, the Warbringer. And in ancient times, they had been revered and feared throughout all of Air for the mystical battle madness that was said to magically transform them into raging beasts.
I'm sorry, Father,
Neve said, dipping her head in an effort to look sincere.
Lorcan, I'm sorry I knocked you down.
Twice,
Lorcan said.
Three times,
she muttered under her breath. Then she lifted her head and smiled her best, most brilliant smile at him, extending a hand to clasp. Lorcan warily reached out, and the two gripped each other's wrists. With that, Neve spun on the heel of her beaded sandal.
Neve!
She stopped mid-step and turned back around.
Yes, Father?
Give Lorcan back his tooth!
What tooth?
She asked innocently.
Neve!
All right.
Lorcan held out his hand and she reluctantly dropped the bloody molar into his palm. Neve grinned.
He told me it was loose yesterday. I was only helping.
She shrugged, her grin turning just a bit predatory. The boy's face flushed a deep shade of red as Neve spun back toward the massive gilded oak doors. This time no one stopped her from leaving. She headed to the wing of the palace where she shared a many-roomed apartment with her older sister, the crown princess, Unar. The sky overhead was an ominous shade of violet, the threatening promise of an approaching thunderstorm. The corridors were deserted by the time Neve shouldered open the carved ashwood doors to her quarters.
Where is your sandal? And why are you such a mess?
Unar's perfectly shaped brows knit together beneath her silver circlet.
What happened?
I lost my sandal when I threw it at Larkin's head, Neve told her. I'm a mess because fighting is a messy business. And I was fighting because the gods demanded it.
Did they?
Neve nodded and stripped off her one remaining leather sandal,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?